This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good to have you with us as we begin a final hour of power on this Friday. Man, there is like literally nobody working. Not only out there in Radio Land, but there's nobody in this building.
No.
Everybody's out.
And the lights are off too.
Oh,
which like adds an extra layer of... Is destitute the right word to use in this situation? Am I making up more words? I do that from time to time.
Say it again in the proper in the context that you're...
I don't want to embarrass myself, so I'm gonna look it up right now.
Okay. I don't think you're embarrassing yourself. I don't know if it's the right word, but I mean, I was just walking around. I had to go to the bathroom. There's nobody here. There's nobody here. Zero. And schools are still out, and it's a Friday after, like, even if you went back to work this week, like, and work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, most people get New Year's Day off. And then if you're going to get New Year's Day off, a lot of people get Friday off or just take Friday off. Why are we here?
Desolate. That's the word.
Desolate.
That's the word I was looking for.
What was the word that you were?
It was a made up word. 100%.
No.
I said destitute.
Desecrate.
Desolate. No, I didn't say that. I said destitute. That's not a word.
Ooh, yeah.
But either way, it is a empty building with dark corners.
It is. It is.
And very soulless at the moment.
It is. All right. So here's where I want to do connect the dots on just to finish up. And actually go back to college football for a sec. And obviously we'll talk, you know, more about the playoffs and so on and so forth next week and transfer portal stuff and all that stuff. First, two things. There's a report out there. I don't know if it's true. But per a guy named Max Olson, who's like one of these like recruiting people or whatever, more than 4,000 players are currently in the Division I transfer portal.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, it's just absurd. Just absurd. That's number one. Number two, and this is more, I guess, important. Mm-hmm. I don't know if important is the right word. So they asked the Ole Miss athletic director after last night's game if the new LSU assistant coaching staff under Lane Kiffin would be allowed to continue to coaching Ole Miss as they prepare now for the national semifinal against Miami.
Yeah.
And he basically said something to the effect of, I lost the quote, so I apologize, but basically said something about, you know, we'll see. We're just going to get ready for Arizona.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a firm commitment of any sort. It wasn't like...
I think Lane Kiffin made a comment too.
Okay.
I didn't
see that. Now, I saw Lane Kiffin with Kim Mulkey
yeah.
at the LSU women's basketball game
mm-hmm.
And, you know, being paraded around like a champion and whatnot. So he was out and about. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see what Lane said. Did anything jump out at you about it? Or
there was a tweet, and it basically was along the same lines of the athletic director and saying, because the whole reason this is even a thing is because the transfer portal opened today.
Yes.
Officially, like people have said, mm-hmm. they're going to declaring for the transfer, but it opened today. So the thought is you want your coaching staff who's going to be with you out there helping you recruit the
Correct.
Transfer portal.
Which was part of the issue when they made this arrangement to begin with. Like, I remember we had this discussion, right? Wasn't it kind of weird that there was so much bad blood between Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, and rightfully so,
yeah.
that Lane Kiffin allegedly said he wanted to coach. Ole Miss was like, no dice, get lost, go screw off.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we'll take your offensive assistants back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It was a weird arrangement. And now here Ole Miss is 2 wins into this thing. And like Lane Kiffin's probably looking around saying, hey, man, I know this is all cute and stuff, but I need them here. And maybe Ole Miss is starting to wonder, wait a second, are they going to be really in if they know Lane is pissed and if they know Lane is demanding stuff of them? Now they've got, when is that game? Next Thursday night, right?
Either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember which game.
I think it's Thursday, but okay. I could be wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being is, you know, you got a week, maybe less than a week to prepare. I don't know, man. Weird. Yeah. And now I wonder if shenanigans happen with this transfer portal opening and with the screwy timeline, I wonder if that becomes like the next big controversy.
I think this is a great time to play that Dan Lanning on the college football, because that's a reflection of the college football calendar and where we are. Do you want to take a
great point? Yeah, why don't we take a listen to that, because he's more talking about how they've given up days to the NFL and where college football is on the back burner. But you know what? This is part of the reason, I think, why he's saying push it up, be aggressive, fill up the calendar. Don't wait so long in between bowl games, A, because it's hard to get the oil running through the engine, B, because now you're dealing with, again, the transfer portal. You're dealing with all of these weird things, like with JMU, right? JMU coached, playing a playoff game, their coach had already taken another job, right? I mean, it's not...
Tulane, too.
Tulane, JMU, Ole Miss, obviously 3 teams in the college football playoff had already lost their head coaches to other jobs. So here is Dan Lanning, right, talking about, now, this was before Oregon's game yesterday, talking about how the college football calendar and college football has laid down basically to the NFL.
There's clearly a better way. And I think it really starts with the season moving up and the playoffs not having. I mean, how many days, coach, is it for you between us and your last game?
We played December 6th, you know, and I'm 100% with him about moving the
– Yeah, ultimately, in my mind, the vision for this should be, you know, every playoff game should be played every single weekend until you finish the season. Ideally, the season, even if it means we start week zero or you eliminate a bye, the season ends January 1st. This should be the last game. It should be the championship game, and then the portal opens. Then coaches that have to move on to their next opportunities get the opportunity to move to their next opportunities. Certainly there's some conversation about when, you know, high school signing day should be. I think that could go either way, because most of us now try to get guys in as mid-year players, and you want them to be able to join your program at semester, which is a challenge. But I think the first really clear indicator of a place that we can make this better is to wrap the season up. You know, our national championship game this year is January 19th, right? And that's really hard to envision as a coach that's going out and trying to join a new program and start a staff. It's hard for players to understand what continuity looks like and where they're going to be at, and to manage that with visits, the portal, everything else that exists. I think the clear indicator and the clear way to do that is to bump the season up, right, and make sure these playoff games happen a lot faster. You know, and I've got a ton of respect for the NFL, but we're a prep league for the NFL. We do a lot of favors for the NFL, right? We're the minor league in a lot of ways, but there's no money paid from the NFL to take care of college football, right? And in that sense, we've given up some of our days, right, to the NFL. We said, oh, this is, you guys get to have this day. You get to have this day. You get to have this day. Saturday should be sacred for college football, right? And every Saturday through the month of December should belong to to college football, in my opinion.
I don't hate that, with the exception of we do have to keep in mind that college students, even though they're professional mercenaries at this point, still have to take exams, right? Theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just going to completely ignore anything academia-wise whatsoever in order to fill up, get the NFL to move out of Saturdays, which they take over after Army-Navy, B, if we're saying play the college football playoffs right away, mm-hmm, instead of having all the bowl games that nobody cares about waiting until, you know, essentially, when was the, so
I think he was saying the championship game would be the weekend after New Year. So it would be next weekend.
Yeah, but the first round of the playoffs this year,
uh-huh,
was it last Saturday and last Friday night, right? Was that it?
Let me pull up the
actual dates. I think it was December 26th, Friday night, and that was Oklahoma and Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, and then the three games on Saturday, December 27th.
So the it was Friday, December 19th.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Then Saturday, December 20th.
Okay. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. My bad. So then they had Christmas weekend off,
yeah,
from the college football playoff because they were trying to line it up to play when the NFL wasn't. And that's kind of part of the problem.
Yeah.
Is, I understand what Dan Lanning is trying to get at. I just don't know, A, if the NFL is going to be willing to move. B, if they could get it all done and deal with finals, whatever the academic requirements of these kids are, and also working around Christmas when you're theoretically...
Well, they do that already, though, most of these kids. Marcus Freeman was on a podcast or doing an interview, and he was talking about how like 40 or 50 of his players last year, again, before they played Georgia, the night before the game, they were taking final exams. Mm-hmm. So it's something that happens already. I love this idea from Dan Lanning. I think the big thing is the New Year's Six bowls. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know how much money they would need or if there is a dollar amount. I mean, there's always a dollar amount that will take them off New Year's Day. And then also, like you pointed out, competing with the NFL. I would love a national championship game on a Saturday, though. I think that would, you know, I'm never going to say something's going to compete with the Super Bowl, but that would be a heavy marketing tool for college football rather than now on a Monday. Which
Saturday primetime, though, is not a great night traditionally for television ratings.
Unless you're college football.
Well, it's not a great... Well, yes, that's how they do it during the regular season, but I guarantee you that Saturday night is not as good. Like, the ratings for Saturday night college football, like, probably if those same games were played on Sunday night, mm-hmm, meaning if the NFL didn't exist, mm-hmm, and they played them on Sunday night versus Saturday night, I guarantee you they'd get better ratings.
Yeah, because people are out partying.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to have to do some more thinking about this because the exact structure, I mean, you know, you're also, you're just dealing with a lot of elements here that I think are going to be difficult to get around, even though the sentiment I think is good. And there is no denying that if you ask a team to get their oil running through the engine, like all of these first round bye teams are, And I'll tell you, right? No team last year that had byes won, and three out of the four this year lost, right? Yeah. So that's, what, 7 out of 8 since we've gone to a 12-team playoff?
The teams last year were a lot because it was the top five ranked conference champion. Right. So if that same version was held this year, then Tulane would have been getting a bye, which but the other teams, to your point,
But to the point, right? Like, I don't know how many teams are going to want byes at this point.
Yeah.
Right? Because maybe the bye is great for rest, not great in terms of being able to kind of get your bodies going again and your minds going again and get the attention and get the little attention to detail, unless you're Indiana, right? Who didn't skip a beat, right? They went Big Ten championship, hard-fought victory over Indiana, went on the Heisman and the banquet tour, celebrated this, that, and the other thing, Christmas, finals, and they just opened up a can of whoop-ass.
And even they took 2 sacks on that first drive. 2 sacks, and I think it was a 3 and out. So, again, to your point, it's just not just the byes, but it's the time in between games where it's. But again, you got these kids are students still. You got the universities and the travel with that, and then you have the sponsors who are doing the New Year's Six Bowl. All of these people have to come together to figure out this college football playoff.
I also think your point about like try getting the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or whatever to be on December 26th as opposed to January 1st.
It's going to be hard fought. Like a lot of money.
Because they depend on people coming to the game.
Yeah.
And the city, the tourism element. Not as many people are going on Christmas Eve, Christmas night, December 26th, however the calendar falls, for the Sugar Bowl or the Rose Bowl as there are now. Period. End of story. All right, we'll get more on that. I wanted to just touch on this real quickly, and we'll have to probably spend more time on it in the next segment, but also maybe next week. My guys at Talk Nats, per source, the Nationals will be joining the Major League Baseball media package that is distributed by ESPN for the 2026 baseball season and will look for a distribution partner in the local DC market and expanded region. This is after TalkNats reported late last night that after 21 years with Masson, the negotiations did not end in a new contract, and the Nats are now free agents, or presumably free agents, and will not be returning to Masson. The contract for that ended Wednesday night, and we found out officially about that, or not officially, but unofficially, yesterday, last evening. And now Talk Nats is reporting again, the Nats will be joining the MLB media package distributed by ESPN for the 2026 baseball season. Look for a distribution partner. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back, and I wanted to give you what I already know about this and speculate a little bit about where the Nationals could wind up on local TV. I'll do that next before we get to our dual Super Sunday six-packs. Coming up right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new, try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, our dual Super Sunday six-packs coming up. Six best teams in the NFL in the midst here of Week 18 in the NFL, which actually, you know what? I shouldn't say in the midst. Hasn't started yet because we had no Thursday night game, thankfully. We'll have no Monday night game.
Thankfully.
So everything on Saturday and Sunday. Yes, thankfully.
Yeah, we had a
great college football game that was marred by an ugly ending, but, you know,
fair.
It's a great game.
Fair.
Let somebody else have the spotlight for a change. It's very nice of the NFL to bow down. Tomorrow afternoon, Tampa Bay, Carolina at 4:30. That game is not absolutely for the NFC South. It is if Carolina wins. If Tampa wins, there's a caveat, which I'll get into. But then San Francisco, Seattle is not only for the NFC West, but it's also for the number one seed. That's the primetime game. And, of course, Baltimore, Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Whew, Lamar Jackson is back. We're going to let you hear from Lamar Jackson, I think, during our Super Sunday six-pack. Lamar was having to defend himself against some allegations, but we will get to that. All right, so here's the deal. Mention my friends at Talk Nats. They're reporting, and I expected this all along. I think they had a different bit of information. I don't have any information. I was just guessing that the Nats were going to be part of the national media distribution of local rights through ESPN deal. That's what I was expecting because I did not think Monumental Sports Network was going to get involved, even though they should, quite honestly. I did not think they wanted to go back to Masson because Masson is whatever Masson is. Trying to be nice here. And I didn't see anybody else stepping up. So here's the deal. They'll be joining the MLB media package that's distributed by ESPN for the 2026 season. I'm not sure beyond 2026, but they look basically for a distribution partner in the local market and the expanded area. So my understanding the way this works is ESPN basically, you know, kind of sells, operates, distributes, provides resources, what have you. They had already agreed to broadcast in this form six teams: the Padres, the Cleveland Guardians, the Mariners, the Minnesota Twins, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Colorado Rockies. So the Nationals would be the seventh team. Now, ESPN also has 30 exclusive weeknight games. They have MLB.TV, and again, according to Talk Nats, ESPN is going to take over the local streaming rights for these six teams whose regional networks were disrupted, ba-da-da-da-da-da. So basically, my understanding is that all of the Nationals games are going to be, well, maybe not all, but most of the Nationals games, instead of being on the Masson app, of course, or on their own app. They're going to be streamed and available on the ESPN app, right? So if you have Watch ESPN or whatever they call it, ESPN Plus or whatever, that's how that works, okay? So anything like if you already have it, I don't think there will be an extra charge, but I can't say for sure because I haven't studied this close enough. But basically, again, ESPN has the infrastructure through their app to show like all of the Nationals games with the exception of games that are, I guess, aired exclusively on other networks. And obviously, they're not the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Cubs or the Cardinals or the Dodgers where that's going to happen a lot. Maybe there'll be a handful of games, whatever. We'll see if they get good. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be on ESPN. It does not mean that. So my understanding is how it's going to work is all the games will be streamed live. They are going to look for a partner either over the air, and by that I mean NBC4, WUSA9, ABC7, DC News Now, and maybe Fox, one of those five, maybe Monumental gets involved at that point. Maybe there's still some possibility with Mass, and I'm not sure, where the games will actually be on TV, but maybe not all of them, and probably not all of them. Okay? They will be available on MLB.tv and through the ESPN subscription, right? And they will be available for, again, streaming, but maybe not all of the games will be available on an over-the-air network channel. Meaning, what could happen? Just let me give you an example. Is WUSA9 could say, you know what? We're going to buy in on the Nationals. We're going to buy a package of 40 games. So those 40 games would be on WUSA9. But the rest of the games, unless they find another broadcast partner in conjunction with WUSA9, would be only streamed on either MLB.tv or on the ESPN app or both, and probably both. So it depends on what deal they strike with a local broadcast partner. And I just don't know who that partner is. I mean, it could be, again, Monumental, although I don't think so. It could be because Monumental, I would assume, doesn't want to deal with the production and the cost and whatever, but maybe they would be interested in airing a smaller package, like on nights and days where, you know, the Wizards are obviously not going to make the playoffs. The Caps are done on Monumental after the first round, right? They do pre and post game coverage, but they don't do game coverage after the first round. Sure, you have the Mystics. Sure, you have some DC United games. Sure, you have some Lost in the Spirit games, but maybe you do a package of, 45 games on Monumental. Well, now Monumental, my understanding, doesn't have the complete freight of the production costs and also can pick and choose. Won't get stuck playing, you know, or having an early Tuesday Nationals game in early April or late March when they've got a big Capitals game, or if the Wizards ever get good. So, you know, that's a possibility. We'll have to see how this plays out. But I guess I wouldn't absolutely 100% rule out doing a deal with Masson, but it's more likely that they are done with Masson than going back to Masson under a different deal. But it's not definite. But just so you know what's going on, the Nationals are not going to be on Masson 155 games a year anymore, period. I think that's pretty clear. All right. So I wanted to update everybody on that. Time for a trending alert, or did we take? Yeah, trending alert. And then we will get into our dual Super Sunday six-pack right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Washington Commanders are going to go with Josh Johnson at starting quarterback this Sunday, 4:25 in the regular season finale against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles playing for a little seasoning, a seeding, rather the Commanders playing for absolutely nothing but pride. But remember what happened towards the end of the regular season matchup 2 weeks ago, with Nick Sirianni going for two in a lopsided second half. We'll see if that stokes some flames, if you will, combined with the last time the Commanders were in Philadelphia. That was the NFC Championship blowout in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Sean McVay says the Rams starters are playing, regardless of seeding and positioning, on Sunday in their game. As well, we talked about college football. Lane Kiffin's assistants now at LSU that have been still serving in their roles at Ole Miss, their status, including the one of offensive play caller Charlie Weiss Jr., up in the air as Ole Miss advanced to take on Miami late next week. But Kiffin, of course, wants them at his new spot, LSU. We'll see how that plays out in the coming days. Also, from college football, one of the top portal quarterbacks that is available, Brendan Sorsby, visiting Texas Tech, and Lane Kiffin at LSU. So we'll see where he winds up. He's number one ranked portal player, according to ESPN, and certainly in position to land in a good spot and make himself some money. Tonight, it's the NHL Winter Classic at Lone Depot Park in South FLA. It's the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers at 8 o'clock. One game underway right now. Vegas-St. Louis 1-1. Brooklyn is in town to take on the suddenly surging Washington Wizards on 106.7 The Fan at 7 o'clock. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Final 20 minutes or so of the radio program. Going to have a coming up at 4 o'clock. Not going to have a normal show because everybody's working different hours. So we'll have a simulcast of Grant and Danny who are out and about in Bethesda today, I believe, at Caddy's, I want to say. Not 100% sure on that, but I believe that's where they are. So coming up at 4 o'clock. All right, we still have Dumb Dumb of the Day we got to get to. But we have our dual Super Sunday six-pack. Six games against the NFL spread and top six teams in the NFL entering Week 18. All right, here we go with the games. And you're going to hear from Lamar Jackson in just a sec when we get to Baltimore and Pittsburgh, just so you know. First up tomorrow afternoon, 4:30, Carolina. Three-point underdogs on the road in Tampa. According to ESPN, the Buccaneers defense has allowed a score on 21 of 22 opponent red zone drives over the past eight games. That's 16 touchdowns, five field goals. Carolina is inconsistent as hell. I don't trust Bryce Young against a blitzing, aggressive defense, and I think Todd Bowles will blitz even more tomorrow. Tampa's got, not that they've got nothing to lose, but that might be the only way they can win. I don't trust Carolina, but I'm gonna pick them because nothing has really gone right for Tampa. And Carolina knows that if they win the division, get a home game. If they lose while they're still alive and they could get some help from Atlanta in New Orleans and they can still make the playoffs, they know they lose control of their destiny. Give me Carolina plus three at Tampa in the first game of Week 18 tomorrow. In the nightcap, the Seattle Seahawks are 1.5-point favorites in San Francisco against the 49ers. The winner wins the NFC West outright. The winner is the number one seed in the NFC. According to ESPN, the Seahawks defense ranks top 10 in the league in sacks at 44, 8th. Pressure percentage, 35%, 5th. The 49ers defense ranks last in sacks, 18, and pressure rate, 25%. And that's with the great Robert Saleh, the miracle worker, the man who makes everything great. The 49ers are without Fred Warner, without Bosa, maybe without Trent Williams. Looks like they're getting George Kittle back. They're probably going to be on their third string left tackle. Give me the Seattle Seahawks on the road, -1.5. I actually think Vegas and the odds makers got this one right. Seattle -1.5 at San Francisco to win the whole kit and caboodle, the one seed and the division crown, even though I love Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. Game number three, Sunday night football in Pittsburgh at Acushore Stadium. Aaron Rodgers. Is it the last time we see Aaron Rodgers? Don't know. Pittsburgh, if they win, they're in. They win the division. They could tie as well. Baltimore has to win outright to win the division and make it. Lamar Jackson is back. Lamar Jackson was a little salty at some of the reports yesterday. Take a listen.
You know, I always want to play football, you know, but I felt like my brother had he could you know, put a win off for us because I wouldn't be able to do anything. You know, I was really hurt. Like, I don't know why I got to get questioned about, or I hear things about, oh, I don't know if you really, like, I never quit on my team before, you know, so I never quit anything, to be honest with y'all. So I don't know where that noise came from, but, like, I already know my brother he gonna pull it off if I can't get it done, you know. So
like you just mentioned, the talk that comes up when you do get hurt, how people react, it seems like they're not as quick to believe that you're as hurt as you say you are.
I mean, someone probably think I'm a robot, you know, but I'm a human being too, you know, but unfortunately I couldn't, you know, avoid that injury. You know, what had happened, we got the win in Green Bay. I'm looking forward to play Sunday, so it is what it is.
Talk about the noise. I mean, there was a column that came out that raised questions about, I guess, some of your work habits. You know, do you want to be here? All that kind of stuff. Do you have a response to that?
I heard I'd be playing a game at like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't even do that during the summer, so I don't know where that come from either. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know where that come from.
Yeah, Lamar, they said that you have fallen asleep at meetings. How would you respond to that?
Do you think Harbaugh let me fall asleep at meetings? that's crazy. I'm right in the front. Like, man, I don't know, man. It is what it is, though. Like I said, it's just noise. Football.
I mean, fans do ask, like, does Lamar want to be here? Is he where he wants to be?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. 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 I don't even know where that come from.
Right.
Probably because, I mean, some people think they're just waiting for you to sign a contract and get something done with it.
But we got to focus on winning right now. So contract talk can be after the season or whatever, you know, but during the season, I'm locked in.
All right, that's Lamar Jackson with the media yesterday, in case you didn't hear that. Baltimore playing for the division crown. Somehow, some way, they're alive in this thing. And they are 3.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh. The Steelers have been outgained by 903 yards. It's the sixth worst yards differential in the NFL. Since the 1970 merger, only four teams have made the playoffs despite being outgained by 800-plus yards during the regular season. One of them, the Steelers in 1989, the 2010 Seahawks, the 1983 Seahawks, and the 2017 Bills. Give me Baltimore on the road as road favorites against Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, no DK Metcalf, for the Steelers. I think the Steelers will be tight, even though they lost last week, and they shouldn't be tight. I think they will be tight, and the Ravens win somehow, some way, -3.5. Game number four. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. The Jets absolutely, completely, and totally suck. They are an embarrassment. They get blown out pretty much every game. They stupidly fired their defensive coordinator 2 weeks ago, even though it was not his fault. They will get blown out again this week. Maybe not as bad. Give me the Bills, -7 at 425 on Sunday at home at Highmark Stadium. Perhaps the final game ever at Highmark Stadium. The longtime home of the Buffalo Bills, where I have partied way, 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 way too many times. Long live Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. Bills, -7. Game number five, Chicago, back at home, 425 on Sunday against the eliminated Detroit Lions. Chicago coming off the wild Sunday night loss against San Francisco. They've scored 425 points this year. They are 32 points shy, breaking a franchise single-season record set by the 85 Chicago Bears. Of course, you know, that was a pretty good team. This team will play 17 games, not 16 like that team. So, you know, you take that into context. But, you know, I think Little Benny and the Bears want to shove it up Dan Campbell's bippy and want to make him extra miserable for whatever reason. That's a frosty relationship between Ben Johnson and Jared Goff, Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell. I don't know why, but they're divisional opponents now, so maybe that's just it. Give me the Bears, -3 at home against the Detroit Lions. And game number six, Philadelphia -4.5 against the Washington Commanders. And nobody, and I mean nobody, should care about this game at all. And if the Commanders are going to act like a bunch of sassafrases and try and sneak revenge out and, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's what I say. All right. The top six teams in the NFL, I'm going to run through these real quickly. Seattle, number one. Seattle is number one. Houston moves up to number two. The San Francisco 49ers, number three. The LA Rams, number four and falling. The New England Patriots, number five. The LA Chargers, number six. So there you have that. Dumb Dumb of the Day next to wrap it up. All right, we'll end out the week this way. We all hate the DMV, right? Not the DMV area. No, we love that, except for traffic and Dumb Dumbs. No, we hate the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV. That DMV. Well, in California, over 325,000 people have extra reason to hate the DMV. Why? You know these real ID licenses that everybody has had to get, right? The real ID? Well, 325,000 estimated Californians will have to replace their already ordered and received real ID licenses. Why? Because of a software error that the DMV is admitting to. And the new state-issued driver's licenses will need to be reissued. They are informing affected individuals of the steps they need to take. According to a news release, the review of the records identified a quote-unquote legacy system issue from 2026 that was to blame for the issue. And this includes legal immigrants who had been issued real IDs with no expiration date at the same time as their authorization to remain in the country. I'm sure that'll go over really, really well. Apparently, about 1.5% of California real ID license holders are affected by this. And again, they're going to have to go through whatever process the DMV is setting. But the good news is, how nice of them, the DMV will be waiving fees for those affected. But don't make anything harder than it has to be. For God's sake, some of us actually have busy lives and no time to deal with the DMV even more. And that, the California DMV system, is how we open up the new year in 2026. You guys suck. All right, I'll leave you with this note. So this popped up last night on Instagram, so I don't know if it was legitimate still or not. Maybe it's changed. I have no idea. But according to Tick Pick and Front Office Sports, the get-in price for yesterday afternoon and the Orange Bowl between Texas Tech and Oregon, quack, quack, was $58. That was the get-in price. Yesterday afternoon, New Year's Day, noon, so keep that in mind. The get-in price on the same service, TickPick, for tonight's Winter Classic, let's do that hockey, baby, between the two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers, $438 at Lone Depot Park, $58 at Hard Rock Stadium for Texas Tech, Oregon, two not local teams, granted, $438 for the Winter Classic tonight between the back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. How about them apples? Or those palm trees?
Let's do that hockey.
I mean, you're going to be all over it tonight, right, brother? I mean, there is no place you'd rather be. No place you'd rather be than in front of your TV. TNT and HBO Max. For the Winter Classic. I'm going to go and watch some of the Navy game. They're coming up against Cincinnati at 4:30. Go Midshipmen. Try and finish strong. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a workout in. First official workout at the gym of 2026. I did a 2-mile walk yesterday. My ankles are killing me.
Let's get it.
Great job by you. Have a great weekend.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and your family. Appreciate you as always. Happy New Year to all of you out there, all three of you that are working today. I appreciate you. And Happy New Year to anybody that listens to this stupid fandangled radio show on the podcast, Odyssey app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, all good choices. We'll see you back here on Monday at 1 o'clock. Thank God the Commander season is over. We'll see you then. Adios. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.